Page 95. Video Talk. Exercises 3A to 3C.
The Geniuses in the Garage. Everyone loves a good story, right? A story is entertaining. It gives us characters we can relate to and the pleasure of a satisfying conclusion. Stories help us maintain a cultural identity. So it's really no surprise that businesses tell stories about themselves to project a positive corporate identity and to help build brand loyalty. When it comes to technology companies, these stories usually feature a founder or a pair of co-founders who, while tinkering away in a garage, stumbled upon an idea so brilliant that it changed technology forever. We like this kind of story because there's a lot of satisfaction in the idea of people succeeding against all odds. And it's so much more interesting and inspiring than what's usually the reality. People learn from mentors and become experts in a field while working for a big company and then go on to apply that expertise to a similar product idea while consulting with their peers. Just doesn't sound as good as geniuses in a garage, does it? Let's look at a couple of corporate origin stories that you've probably heard before and that you might believe are true. First, we have the origin of the Apple Computer Company. This story tells us that Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak dreamed up their first computer in Jobs' parents' garage, and these early efforts eventually resulted in the most valuable company in the world. That garage became so iconic that it was designated as a historical landmark in 2013. Google also has a garage. Their story is that Sergey Brin and Larry Page created the first version of the world-changing search engine in the garage of a friend. You could even take a virtual tour of it to see what life was like for these brilliant young men before they hit it big. Cool, huh? But it turns out that these garage stories are, well, somewhat exaggerated. In essence, they are creation myths. Jobs and Wozniak did work on and test some of their first products in that famous garage, but they never designed anything there. And the company outgrew the small space very quickly and moved into its own premises. And the Google story is even more of a stretch. Brin and Page had already raised $1 million in funding for their young company by the time they rented that garage from a friend, and, like Apple, the company didn't stay in a garage very long. Google bought the garage years later to preserve as a location for their founding creation myth. My intention here isn't to downplay the accomplishments of Jobs and Wozniak or Brin and Page. Obviously, these entrepreneurs earned their places in the history of technological achievement. I just want to point out that it's important to be aware of the power of a good story, and that we shouldn't forget that reality is often not quite as captivating as the tales we want to believe.